In deepest summer, there is a certain mindset in New Orleans that regards the outdoors as enemy territory. Maybe you've succumbed to it once or twice yourself. When this mindset sinks in, the outdoors is something to be monitored and cordoned. You dash from door to door at your own risk, and air conditioning on an outing for dinner or drinks is as necessary as air tanks for a deep sea dive. When true fall arrives, of course, all is forgiven, and an outdoor perch is the place to be. Once you start looking around for them, you might notice something has changed. All around New Orleans, more restaurants and bars are making peace with the outdoors year-round. The classic, lush French Quarter courtyard is now joined by ever more variegated patios and beer gardens and repurposed open-air urban spaces. The trend has filled the New Orleans restaurant scene with picnic benches and roll-up garage doors, sail-shaped canopies, and everywhere, overhead string lights, which are to this generation what the candle-mounted Chianti bottle was to the last. The variety of this new outdoor landscape keeps growing and can often offer surprising finds. Push open the stockade fence gate at the wine bar N7, and you see something you'd expect to find in the vine rows of wine country. But instead, it's in the 9th Ward. At Trejo on Tulane Avenue, the lounge and gallery leads to a pocket park of picnic tables, plankboard patios, and colorful plants. Rosedale, Susan Spicer's neighborhood eatery tucked away in Navarre, has outdoor tables facing a green, little-used railroad easement that functions as a linear park. If you remember Nino's Pizzeria way uptown, it's now a combination Cajun butcher shop, chicken wing, and daiquiri stop called Bouret at Boucherie, and the one-time parking lot is now a beer garden next to the clattering green streetcars on Carrollton Avenue. All the way at the other end of that avenue, by City Park, Blue Oak Barbecue has colonized its parking lot with canopies and pavilions and its own view of red streetcars. The microbrewery tap rooms, which resemble family-friendly beer-only bars, have added their own niche to the outdoor arena. And in the Bywater, a German joint called Bratzjahl has turned a one-time bagel bakery into what feels like a permanent Oktoberfest installation, right down to the dimpled beer mugs and narrow beer garden benches. And even at the modern Bucktown seafood restaurant Station 6, there's a deck of tables and sofas sheathed by a slat-lined deck right there between the lakefront levee and a pumping station. The nonprofit Rue Curée food court in Central City looks like it was built from shipping containers, and another newcomer actually was. That's the Box Spot on North Claiborne Avenue, with wings and fries in one container, salads and wraps in the other, and an open deck in between. Across town in Central City, ramparts of shipping containers frame an outdoor campus around Central City Barbecue that covers half a city block. All the new outdoor space is something of a gamble, knowing the fickle seasons in this town. But let's just say the weather doesn't cooperate. Well, everyone still looks a little better under the candlewick glow of those string lights, even if they are shining down on a light sheen of sweat. Get details on all the places I mentioned and learn more at wwno.org.